The Boise State Public Radio app. News, music, and more.
Idaho Matters.
Morning Edition.
All things considered.
The Connector.
And more.
And more.
You can take us wherever you go and stay connected. Without it, you're missing out. Download it free.
You can also communicate using the Talk to Us tab.
The Boise State Public Radio app.
More Idaho Matters right now. Earlier this week, we told you about how Idaho is celebrating Latino Conservation Week for the second year in a row. So we wanted to find out more. So Boise State Public Radio news reporter Julie Laqueta visited with a local bilingual club that is working to give a new generation an expanded relationship to nature.
It's windy on Monday afternoon, and the blinding sun is beating down on the playground at Discovery Park in Meridian. Evan, 7, and Kenji, 6, are hard at work digging up canals and trenches in the sandbox.
We're using the stream to take the water from the pumper to the hole.
Evan, the site's foreman, is here with Pecos Nature Club, a Spanish-language outdoor group co-founded a year ago by his mom, Monica Belmont. The club provides a culturally relevant space for peques, or little ones, to learn about the environment.
I think the pump might be running out of water.
Under the sunshades, Belmont and fellow parents share agua de Jamaica and lay out art supplies to make posters.
Para reflexionar en lo importante que es el agua en nuestras vidas.
They're here in honor of Latino Conservation Week, which was created in 2014 to promote access to the outdoors and highlight the Latino community's commitment to protecting the environment. Today's meetup focuses on the importance of water. The kids, however, are a bit more interested in the hands-on activity happening near the playground water pump.
I need more river to be wider. The water's not going to be able to make it through.
America Yorita Carrion is one of the 5 founding members of Pecos, and she's Kenji's mom. She says the idea for the club started with a question.
How do we diversify the outdoors, right? So how do we get more people to access public spaces, parks, and recreational activities that maybe historically haven't been utilized, enjoyed, and loved on by some communities, like the Latinx community?
A study published by the Hispanic Access Foundation in 2020 found that communities of color in the U.S. are 3 times more likely to live in, quote, nature-deprived areas than their white peers. Yorita Carrion grew up running around barefoot on the beaches of southwestern Mexico. But when she was in elementary school, her family moved to the U.S. and her relationship with nature changed.
There was a big shift there because the outdoors now became work.
She says that for many migrant families, the outside is synonymous with back-breaking work in the fields. Pecos Nature Club wants to change that.
One hashtag that we use a lot is bilingual in nature.
When Yorita Carrion's husband first introduced her to ice fishing a decade ago, her Latino friends had concerns.
They're like, wait, are you going to be safe? Brown people don't go ice fishing. And so it's also a part of the story is demystifying what an outdoorsy person looks like and within my own community and also in the outer community, right?
Through weekly meetups, outings, and crafts, Pecos hopes to teach a new generation how to become good stewards of the planet. Silvino Jimenez and his wife Brunella are here with Kaira, who is almost 3, and Mateo, who is a year old.
We wanted them to just kind of explore, build up some social skills and be outside like we are today and enjoy the nice weather.
The Jimenez family speaks Spanish at home, but they've been struggling to find bilingual spaces for their kids in the community.
It's kind of nice to have people that come from like similar backgrounds. You know, you have like a common foundation and maybe common struggle per se.
While the kids are hard at work on their increasingly sophisticated sandbox canal system,
we just need to make the stream a little bit wider.
Belmont shared her poster titled Gratitude para el Agua.
A Evan le encanta el pozole, a Luca también, y sin, no puedes hacer el pozole sin agua. Entonces, cocinar y conectar con nuestra cultura.
Since it launched last summer, the club has hosted bilingual activities for about 60 families and their kiddos in the Treasure Valley. They meet weekly in different locations, like Deer Flat National Wildlife Refuge or little nooks off the Greenbelt. The goal, Yorita Carrion says, is to expose families to as many new outdoor spaces as possible.
We want to take them and say, hey, this is ours. This is for everyone to enjoy and protect.
The little ones seem to agree. For Kenji, there are many reasons to go outside, but the main ones are obvious.
Play hockey and go camping and chasing birds away.
The next adventure for Evan, Kenji, and the rest of the Peques crew? A visit with a beekeeper on Friday and a scavenger hunt at Bogis Basin in August. Julie Duguita, Boise State Public Radio News.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.
And that'll do it for this episode of Idaho Matters. Thanks so much for listening. And just a reminder, you can find all of our episodes wherever you get your podcasts.